they have been the largest emerging markets in the world. And in terms of investment, they are becoming so much important. They are big investors as well as big recipients of foreign direct investment. In fact, in 2012, we estimate that 1/5 of FDI in the world goes to these five countries together, which is one of the very important number.
UNCTAD has been focusing on the BRICS countries and how they are relating to Africa. What has your study found out?
Well, BRIC countries are significant investors in Africa. Their share in continent's FDI, in terms of flows, is around 25%, meaning that all the investment coming in Africa, 1/4 of investment come only from BRIC countries. In the same time, they account for 14% of FDI stock. So they are becoming very important investors in Africa.
In which sectors are they particularly investing in?
There are several sectors that they are investing. In fact, many people think that the biggest investment are in the primary sector. But in fact, according to our analysis, we are looking at merger and acquisitions as well as greenfield investment. We found that only 1/4 of investment in terms of value goes to the primary sector. And the others, they go to the manufacturing and services. If you look at the number of projects, most of the investment as well are in manufacturing and services.
Africa is increasingly looking like the next frontier, especially for the extractive industry. Are these countries investing heavily in Africa's extractive industries, minerals, oil?
Yes, that's true. They are investing in Africa in primary sector, in extractive industries. But if you look at the data, as I mentioned to you, only 1/4 of investments from BRIC countries are in the primary sector. But the largest number of investment projects undertaken by Chinese, Indian, and other BRIC countries are in services and manufacturing. 80% of Indian investment in 8 East African countries, they are in these sectors, manufacturing and services. And this is very important because investment in manufacturing is very much related to the job creation and the growth of the country. These BRIC countries are investing in Africa for extractive industry, but they are as well involved in refining, refineries. So not necessarily for extractive, but manufacturing of natural resources.
And what is making Africa so attractive to these investors?
Well, we have mentioned already in a World Investment Report last year as well this year that Africa is a continent with great potentials. The market is becoming very much important, so the growth rate of the countries in the region, the economic growth rate, as well as the natural resources. So the potentials of African countries are so big that they make the BRIC countries, but not necessarily BRIC countries, but other countries as well, to invest in Africa. So we are expecting that FDI to increase in Africa as a whole for 2013, 2014 in the future.
South Africa is a member of the BRICS. It's yes. Also investing in Africa. Where are we seeing South Africa investing?
Correct. In fact, South Africa was one of the biggest investors, first among BRIC countries, one of the biggest investors investing in other BRIC countries, as the study mentioned. South Africa is as well one of the biggest investors in Africa, if you look at it from the BRIC countries, where they are investing, South Africa. In fact, if you look at the FDI data, we see that the biggest one is in Mauritius. And then they can, from Mauritius, they can go somewhere else. But they are as well investing in other countries. For example, they invest in Nigeria, but as well as in neighboring countries like Zimbabwe, as well as Mozambique. And mining is the sector where the South African has invested more in other African countries. But there are other industries that they have already invested. But I think mining is the biggest one.
And what benefits is Africa drawing from this newfound investors from these BRIC countries?
Of course, that important for Africa is that they are as well have a kind of diversification of investors. They don't have all the investors from the north, but they have as well the investors from the south. So they bring as well their experience in their own countries. And they are not necessarily with the same level of developments, but they bring as well, they have a different perspective, different view in terms of investment in Africa. It is important because African countries, they need investment, they need capital, because they need to have a job creation, they need technology. And of course, they are new investors, they are important investors, they are bringing together the technology, they are bringing that capital, which is much needed for Africa.